Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, please bring us back into session.
We are back in session. Senator from Polk.
Bill to the Senator from the 15th.
Yeah, Senator from the 15th.
Back. We are now back. And better than ever. Would you lay that bill on the informal calendar with the Senator from Polk's amendment pending?
That bill will be laid on the informal calendar with the Senator from Polk's amendment pending. Senator from Cole.
Without objection, the Senator will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from the 9th District on Senate Concurrent Resolution 42.
Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution number 42 be taken up for adoption.
Senator from the 9th, move the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution 42. Do you care to explain the resolution, Senator?
I do. I move that SCR 42 be adopted. Mr. President, SCR 42 designates November 14, 2016 as Neuroblastoma Cancer Awareness Day. Neuroblastoma is a type of cancer that mostly affects young children. They are almost always diagnosed by age 5. It's the most common type of cancer in infants. There are roughly 650 new cases of neuroblastoma each year in the U.S., causing a child to die every 16 hours from this disease. Pediatric AIDS receives 4 times more funding than childhood cancer, even though childhood cancer is 20 times more prevalent. When neuroblastoma is diagnosed, in 2 out of 3 cases, the disease has already spread to other parts of the body at stage 4. When this happens, Mr. President, there is only a 30% survival rate for this awful disease. Those families suffering from neuroblastoma deserve recognition and support in this battle against this painful and deadly disease. I hope this body can support this resolution. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from the 9th. Those who are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Nope. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll? For Senate Concurrent Resolution number 42. Read the resolution and call the roll. Hello, Senator. Does any senator wish to be heard on Senate Concurrent Resolution number 42?
President.
Senator from Barry, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from the 9th.
Senator from the 9th, you yield to inquiries.
I do.
You may proceed.
Where did the 14th of November date come from?
So this bill is actually an initiative of a young lady that had visited here in the chamber before. She was the National American Miss Talent National winner. She was here from Missouri. She lives in Lee's Summit, Missouri, actually in the district of the Senator from the 8th. And as part of her public service project, she has gone over to Children's Mercy and was visiting and providing services to childhood cancer patients. This resolution for neuroblastoma happens to be as a result of a young child named Jonah. Her project was Jonah and the Whale. And Jonah was a young child at the age of 3 on his 3rd birthday. His parents had taken him to the doctor's office thinking that he had had a cold, and he was immediately rushed over to Children's Mercy Hospital and was diagnosed that day with a deadly neuroblastoma cancer diagnosis. Jonah's family is managing currently. He was diagnosed at stage four. So their family is struggling, and this is an effort, of course, to bring some awareness to the disease and to provide some sense of support for those families that happen to be in similar circumstances.
But you know that I'm always for trying to help out the innocent kids,
right,
with diseases and stuff like that.
Right.
And there was I had a little red ball on my desk.
I did notice a red ball on your desk.
Well, that's actually a promotion by a certain company for kids and kids' diseases and awareness.
Okay.
And
So,
I wasn't sure of that. I didn't know if maybe you were going to have fun today or act as a clown or whether it was a prop or what was going on with the red ball on the edge of the desk.
I just wanted to let you know exactly what that was. But anyway, I support, even though you or didn't understand what my little red ball was,
I did not.
I'm going ahead and support your bill.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Senator from Barton, for what reason do you rise?
Present to inquire the senator from the ninth.
Senator from the ninth, do you yield the inquiries?
I do.
You may proceed.
Sir, and I missed the first part, or maybe it was the last part of the resolution. What are we actually resolving? What are we asking?
This is merely a resolution bringing awareness to neuroblastoma, which is a very deadly type of cancer. It's typically diagnosed in young kids. They're usually diagnosed by age 5. And it's typically diagnosed by stage 4. So many times they don't have a lot of symptoms up until the age for which they happen to be diagnosed. By the time most of the very young kids receive diagnosis, there's only a 30% chance of survival. So this merely is a resolution that brings awareness to the disease. There was hope by many of the other folks involved that it would bring such awareness to be able to create additional funding in the outside community.
Is anyone supposed to do anything?
It would designate November 14th, 2016 as Neuroblastoma Cancer Awareness Day.
Okay, that's what I had missed, and I appreciate you going through that. I listened to the senator from Barry's inquiry, and sounds like he's thinks this is a good idea as well.
Right.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on Senate Concurrent Resolution number 42? None appearing. Senator from the ninth, you are moved. You are recognized to renew your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the ninth moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution be adopted as and the senator from the ninth has closed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Libela, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 14th. Senator from Green. Senator from the 2nd. Senator from the 15th. By your vote of 32 ayes and 0 noes, the resolution having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from the 5th District on Senate Concurrent Resolution 50?
Senator from the 5th District, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 50 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard a motion made by the senator from the 5th. All those who are of the opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes have it. Does the senator care to move the third reading and final passage? An explanation of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Concurrent Resolution be read the third time and finally passed.
The senator from the 5th moves that Senate concurrent resolution number 50 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that resolution? Senator from the 24th.
To inquire of the senator from the 5th, please.
Senator from the 5th, do you yield to inquiries?
I do.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I hadn't gotten mine out quickly enough to hear. I don't think you gave an explanation of what.
Yeah, I was about to explain. But
yeah, would you mind? That's actually what I wanted to have happen. Would you like me to sit down?
Yes, I would like to explain the resolution.
Thank you,
Mr. President. Concurrent resolution number 50 establishes September as Suicide Awareness Month. I introduced the Senate concurrent resolution 50 to bring attention to the issue that is often overlooked, and that is suicide here in the state of Missouri and actually throughout the country. In 2013, suicide outnumbered the homicide by more than 2-1 in Missouri. 958 died by way of suicide. Among the Missouri youth, adults ages 15 to 24, suicide was the second leading cause of death here in the state of Missouri. More Missourians die by suicide than by motor vehicle accidents, and that is truly appalling. The use of firearms is the primary means of suicide here in the state of Missouri. We have a very, very long fight ahead of us to bring awareness to suicide in the state of Missouri, but awareness in September, I believe, is a good first step. With that, I'll take any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard on Senate concurrent resolution number 50? Senator from the 24th, what reason do you rise?
On the resolution, please.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this has touched every one of us here today. And I know that because last year, after a hearing in the Senate on a suicide prevention and awareness bill that I had brought forward, the next day was when former auditor Tom Schweik completed suicide. And I think that seeing that with people, with friends, with colleagues among us happen brought that very close to home. Prior to that time, and even since, more completed suicides by people in the communities that I represent and that I know have taken this final step. And I am thrilled that the senator from the 5th is trying to bring attention and awareness to this growing issue. In the state of Missouri, we have a higher rate of suicide than many, many other states in the nation, and we're certainly higher than the national average. We need to intervene. We need to make sure people are aware. We need to pull aside that stigma that keeps so many from talking about their depression and the place where they are when they actually complete this final act. So I am obviously supporting this resolution. I also think the chamber should know that we have bills that help prevent and draw attention to suicide awareness that we know when this kind of legislation is passed, as it has been in other states, it reduces the numbers of suicide among all the categories of people, and there is no category in which this isn't a problem. This resolution, by noting that in September, when most of our kids are back in school, when pressures tend to mount, that this will be there to remind us that we need to look out for each other. And I'm hopeful this year the legislative body, both the House and the Senate, can move forward on passage of some of the several suicide prevention and awareness bills that have been brought forward and are moving through the process. So again, I thank the senator for this resolution to bring awareness to a problem that only seems to be growing in Missouri. This itself will end up saving lives. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on Senate Concurrent Resolution 50? Not appearing. Senator from the 5th, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Secretary, please read the title and call the roll.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 50, relating to recognition of September as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in Missouri. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, 32 ayes and 0 noes, having received a constitutional majority, the concurrent resolution declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Staying on the same order of business, I'd ask you to recognize the senator from Boone County on Senate Concurrent Resolution 65.
Senator from Phelps, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guest.
Hearing no objections, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on my left and on your right, if they would stand, today I have with me my grandson, Tristan Brown, and his girlfriend, Taylor Bell, and they're with my wife here in the chamber today. So please make them feel welcome. Thanks.
Will the Senate please welcome these very, very special guests to the body today, and hope you enjoy your day at the Capitol. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 65 be brought for the body for adoption.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Boone. Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes have it. Does the senator care to move for the third reading and final passage and explain the resolution?
Actually, I think I move for the adoption.
We just did that.
Yeah. For third read? Sure. That's what I'm moving for, yes, Mr. President.
Okay.
And I'd like to explain it as well. Senate Concurrent Resolution 65 encourages the use of scooters and motorcycles. We have numerous benefits from decreased fuel use to decreased pollution, pointed out and why that's important. And this would designate the third Monday in June of every year as Ride to Work Day in order to encourage that usage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on the resolution? Not appearing, Senator. You are recognized to close.
Thank you. I renew my motion to close.
Secretary, please read the title and call the roll.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 65, relating to Ride to Work Day in Missouri. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Christian, how do you vote? By your vote of 32 ayes and 0 noes, the resolution having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please recognize the senator from Callaway County on a privilege motion?
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee substitute to Senate Bill number 639 as amended, and request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You heard the motion from the senator from Callaway. Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 24th, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from Callaway.
Senator from Callaway, do you yield to inquiries?
I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, I don't have that in front of me. Can you tell me what the bill is about and what the difference is?
This was the logger's bill to allow those pension plans that are being handled by our local communities to be able to move it to the loggers if they already had a pension plan with the loggers. And everybody agreed, but it kind of became a Christmas tree, and so we need to talk about all those.
So do you have there a list of the differences in the in what was added to it and how
well,
we sent it?
Well, everybody does on their desk, and I can go through it with you, but you've got a copy as well.
Oh, let me see. I'm sorry. Maybe I put it underneath something here. This is 639?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, if we could just run through it, if you don't mind, I think that would be helpful before we go to conference to see. Are you just planning on taking the Senate position, or?
No, I just want to go to conference and talk about it.
All right. And so that's why I kind of wanted to look through it with you and see what was put onto it, if we could just do that briefly.
There are several pension plans that have been added. There's some things, firefighters and the police department, changing the names from fireman to firefighter, policeman to police officer.
So
the multiplier is on there for the teacher's pension.
Okay, so the second amendment on there, 03H from District 141.
Yes.
This is about, oh, I see he's taking out that. I can't remember what this. This is a participant of a plan who is convicted of a felony offense, right? So this deals with a felony conviction based upon doing any of these things, forgery, counterfeiting, etc., under this plan. And it provides the penalties for, can't remember who handled that.
Representative Duggar.
Pardon?
Representative.
Here in the Senate. We don't know. Yeah, I don't remember who handled that. So if that person recalls what we're talking about and wants to step up, that would be great. Amendment number 3, retirement allowance when the spouse is nominated as the beneficiary, allowance increase to the amount the retired member. So it increases what a spouse of a deceased retired person would.
This was a very, very simple, non-controversial bill that got loaded up with lots of amendments, and I think it is proper to take it to committee and discuss.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. I just wondered if we wanted, I felt like it was important for us to know what you're going, what whoever the conferees are going to be dealing with, so that if we have concerns or questions, we can bring those
up. I believe every member of the Senate has a copy of those.
Right, and have all these bills, all these amendments gone through the Senate process and already been brought to the Senate floor?
You know, I couldn't answer that without sitting down. I'm going through it I've been sitting here this morning going through it.
Okay, well, I don't know about the rest of the Senate. I would like to know if there's anything in here that hasn't already been passed through this chamber.
when you get to that point, and I will go through it too. But, you know, these big bills are sort of...
We can discuss that when I... But I think that it needs to go to conference, as there are a number of amendments on here that I think
right
are worthy of discussion.
I just always think it's... And I agree with you, and I agree it should go to conference. My question was more around the idea of what's in here that we may have a strong opinion about, or what's in here that hasn't already gone through the Senate process. But I can see that we're not at that point yet where you understand that, or you know that. I'm not, so you're still looking through it. I will do the same. And I hope that other members of the Senate, as they have questions or concerns, will bring those to you. Thank you.
I'll be happy to visit with you later.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion from the senator from Callaway? The senator from Callaway has moved that the Senate refuse to concur in Senate Bill 639, and for the Senate Bill 639, and request that the House recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon. Again, you have heard the motion made by the senator from Callaway. Those who are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like you to recognize the senator from Barry County for a privileged motion.
Mr. President.
Senator from Barry.
I have a privileged motion.
Okay.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 677 and request the House to recede from its position, or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon. Mr. President, this is started out to be the EpiPen bill for anaphylactoid reactions, so that allow restaurants, things like that, sell food to have one of these to save the life of an individual if there was a severe reaction. There were 13 House amendments that were placed on this bill. 13. And I want to make sure that at least we have heard in this body those amendments before I even consider to accept them. So with that, I renew my motion.
The senator from Barry moves that the Senate refuse to concur in Senate Bill 677 and request that the House recede from its position, or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 8th, for what reason do you rise?
Inquire, Senator from Barry.
Senator from Barry, do you yield to inquiries?
I yield.
You may proceed.
Senator, 13 amendments. That's almost as many bills as you filed this year.
I don't think so. I think you may have seen some other senators, Senator from Lewis, you know, or somebody like that, but not me.
I think, Senator, you have quite a few bills moving through the process, but thank you for going back and working with the House to
I want to make sure that
we haven't heard over here.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we've heard all these before I even consider them.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion? You have heard the motion from the senator from Barry. Those who are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is passed. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 613, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson. Senator from Newton, for what reason do you rise?
Please refer Senate Resolution 2062, the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution Ethics.
Resolution 26 will be referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. We will now go back to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
We're on the reports of report standing committee. Senator from Johnson, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking education committee has a report.
Will you send a report forward? Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Bill 1643, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Mr. President, before I send this report forward, I'd like to acknowledge Representative Lincoln Huff, who's once again here in the Senate chamber for the 75th consecutive legislative day. Let's give a round of applause to Representative Huff. Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Bill 2104, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial Government Organizations and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1675, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, your Ways and Means Committee has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2381, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Krause, Chairman.
Senator from Cole, your report on rules.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Bill 1577, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Berry.
Mr. President, your Committee on Families, Seniors, and Children has a report.
Will you send a report forward? Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1433, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1930, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2202, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce has three reports.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2376, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1713, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1898, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sylvie, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation and Public Safety has a report.
Please, Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2380, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
President, without objection, Senator, go to the order of business of announcements.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Taller. Two announcements. One more serious note. Well, they're both serious, but this one is. And I appreciate a lot of the colleagues have come up and asked me. Kirkwood School District was on lockdown this morning, and including all the schools and the schools where my kids go to school. That temporary lockdown was lifted. There was a longer lockdown at the high school. I guess there was a threat, a cell phone call from 911, or there was a call to 911. The subjects on the open line were heard discussing retaliation for an earlier disturbance. So out of an abundance of caution, they took what was being discussed on that phone call, I guess, very seriously. But everything is resolved. All the schools are now open. People can pick up their kids, and the kids can move freely among classrooms. So I appreciate for the folks who did know about that, ask me about that, and want to make sure people were aware of that. And then secondly, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government will meet upon recess, and we will work as hard as we can to be done in time for the Education Committee. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Lewis.
President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources will have a committee hearing immediately upon adjournment in SCR1.
Anybody else? Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, I thought I'd make an announcement that I'll be making a recess motion soon to recess till 3 o'clock. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Senator from Webster, you have anything? Okay, no. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you for that recognition. Your hardworking education committee will meet promptly at 2 o'clock in the Senate lounge.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 3 p.m. this day.
The Senator from Cole has moved that the Senate stand in recess to 3 p.m. this day. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is in recess to 3 p.m. this day.